This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The state is falling short of its goal for COVID-19 testing, but officials say they expect a significant bump by the end of the month. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
Last month, Governor Polis said he hoped to be testing 5,000 Coloradans a day by early May. Lately, the state has averaged about 3,800. Kyle Brown is the deputy for mass testing on Colorado's COVID-19 response team. He says there's still a need for more supplies like swabs and testing chemicals, and that another barrier is getting people to take a test.
It's important for folks to know that if they have symptoms, they can get a test, because that's obviously how we're going to stop the spread and contain the virus.
Starting today, the state says anyone with symptoms can get tested. I'm Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs will remain the home of U.S. Space Command for at least the next 6 years. Peterson has been the interim headquarters since the command was reestablished by the Trump administration. The decision on an eventual permanent headquarters is now scheduled to be announced next year. Colorado elected leaders say they believe the state still has the greatest chance to be the final choice. Standard unemployment claims in Colorado have declined for the fourth week in a row, but they're still higher than they were at the height of the Great Recession. People filed more than 22,000 claims last week, a 20% decrease than the week before. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.